Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody on tonight, amen. We just want to praise God for one more opportunity that he has allowed you and me to come together on tonight, amen. We should always be so excited anytime we come down to the house of God, the house, the word of God. We should be so excited, amen, to see what the Father has in store tonight for his promised son, his promised daughters on tonight. So we just want to Shabbat, God. We just want to give him praise. Hallelujah. We just want to glorify and magnify the Lord on tonight. I don't know about you all, but I'm so excited tonight. Hallelujah. I'm excited to be among the living. I'm excited tonight knowing that who Jesus Christ is. Come on, hallelujah. He is my resurrection. Come on. So, Father, hallelujah, we praise your name. We glorify your name on tonight. Let's go into a quick prayer. We're going to jump right into this word. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we do come before your presence right now. Father God, we repent before you right now in the name of Jesus. In a thought, might have changed our mind, not listen to your sight. God, we did in the thing, said in the thing. We ask you to forgive us tonight in the name of Jesus, that this word would not be unheard. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we thank you tonight that you ever amaze them. You are the beginning up to the end, God. You said you would never leave us. Hallelujah. No, will you forsake us tonight, God. Lord, I praise your name. My God, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, I glorify your name tonight. Woo! My soul say yes, ah, my God. Oh, I bless your name, Jesus. Ah, my God. Ooh, your name is a strong tower. The righteous can run in and be saved. And Lord, we give you praise, my God. I glorify your name on tonight, my God. If I had 10,000 pounds, it just wouldn't be enough. I don't know about you all, but God has kept me one more night. And for that, I shall back him. I give him praise. I give him glory. I honor you tonight, God. My soul say yes, 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 Lord. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. My. Woo. Glorify your name on tonight, my God. Anoint your people's ears, God. Anoint their heart, God. Anoint that they might be to receive. Let them digest the word on tonight that come to my lips and claim. I'm just one of your daughters, one of your chosen disciples. Woo. My God. Oh, my God. My God tonight. Lord, I bless your name. I give you praise. Give you glory. Give you honor tonight. Father God, I do reference you tonight. My Lord, my Savior, my daddy, my father, he's my everything on tonight. I honor you. I reference you now, God. And Lord, I give you praise and glory, honor. In Jesus Christ's name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I bless your name on tonight. Let's jump into this word. My God, as I begin to meditate and just, you know, I always meditate, I always pray, seeking the face of God, always fasting, and, you know, and say, God, what would you help me to give to your people tonight? Amen. Come on, somebody. If I was just in my time of, you know, meditation and consecration myself and fasting and praying, and, you know, I always, God, you know, in advance, you know, God, what would you help me to give on this night? But God can change it. He can shift it. Whenever he get ready, because, you know, sometimes he give us the one word, but he said, no, I need you to preach just word, because God know what his people have need of. Come on, somebody. Tonight, God said, I know what you have need of. In the book of Prophet Isaiah, before you finish praying, the Father said, he's already after you and me. Let's go. Okay. As I was thinking the Lord, what is the subject? What is the title? You see him? And he said, I need you to talk tonight about, we know that Jesus is the resurrection. we just had Easter a couple of Sundays ago, amen? But guess what? We can have resurrection every day. We don't have to wait till one Sunday at the year to have a resurrection. You got to know who he is. Woo! Ah, my God. He told Mary and Martha, he said, you must don't know who I am. I am the resurrection. Come on. You got to know who are you tonight. Come on. God said tonight, he already risen. He rose. So he said, tell my people tonight, what are they waiting for? Some people still waiting now. Come on. How long are you going to continue to wait before you have your resurrection moment? How long are you going to continue to wait to sit them waiting? Jesus said he rose with all power in his hand. What you saying? Jesus said, baby, tell them I already done rose. So what are we waiting for? What are we sitting for? What are we doing? Jesus said, I am the resurrection. We know that Jesus is the resurrection, and he rose
with all power in his hand. So Jesus said, and I tell them, I rose with all power in my hand. Come on, somebody. So he said when he rose on the third day, he said it was finished. It was done. So whatever we're going through tonight, Jesus said, baby, it's already done. It's already finished. Come on, somebody. Tonight, whatever you battle with, what's been troubling you, what you've been struggling with, he said, tell them that I rose with all power in my hand, the same power that he had. He said, we shall have greater power. But tonight, the Father said, what are you waiting on? Yes, my God. Why are you sitting waiting? And Jesus said, baby, I rose with all power in my hand. Ooh, now here we are still sitting waiting. I so want to tell you that it is time to get up, get up, move in your purpose. Ooh, Pastor E, come on. He said, waiting on someone to tell you that it's your time to get up now. Do something. Come on. Now, tonight, do something. Get up. Move in your purpose. In your purpose. You better catch it. Come on. He said, now's the time to get up and do something. Be about your Father's business. When Jesus died 2,000 years ago, he says it is finished. So whatever you facing, situation, I don't care what it is, you better tell yourself, tonight, it is finished. Why? Because I'm getting up. I'm moving in my purpose. I'm walking in my purpose because Jesus said it is finished. That battle you went through this week, the struggle, come on, somebody. When you want to give up, you want to throw in the towel. But tonight, the Father said, tell my people that I have rose with all power, man. I have risen. So the Father said, tell my people tonight that I said, it is finished, it's done. Oh, get up, move in your purpose. Woo, that's good right there. I like that. I like that, y'all. Now, come on now. And he rolled with all power in his hands. So what are you doing with the power that God has given you and me? Come on. What you doing? What's happening? Come on. You say you got power? Okay, one of the last times you spoke to in a situation, spoke to in a mountain, you spoke to whatever it was, and you began to speak with power. Not upon the power, we speak upon the anointing, and you begin to speak to that mountain, and you command that mountain to be that removed, cast in the sea. So he said, what you doing? Tell him tonight, what are you doing with that power in your hand? Your delivery, your healing, your miracle, it's in your mouth. But you got to get up and move in your purpose. Ooh, so I'm going to help you tonight. I promise you, you ain't going to stay there and lullaby. You ain't going to stay either. Tonight, the Father said, tell me, get up, move in your purpose. What you waiting on? Ooh, this prayer is going to be real good in a few minutes. I feel the power of God. I'm on the edge of my seat right now. I feel God doing something. He said, God has given you and me. Come on now. It is time now. It's time now. It's time. The Father say, tell them it is time now, April the 20th, 2023. Come on, somebody. 8:13, 6:13, California time. Come on, come on. Denver, Colorado. God said, tell them tonight it's time. Get up. Move in your purpose. Ooh, y'all, that's good. Y'all better come on and get with it tonight. It's time now to be with our Father. Every day we wake up out of our bed, it's a greater blessing. Some of us sit waiting like the man at the pool. Now, come on, y'all. I know. Ain't none of us on this line tonight that the man at the pool sitting there waiting. He's telling Jesus, telling God the Lord, I ain't got nobody to put me in the pool. When Jesus said the water is troubled, the water's being stirred, you got to get in the water your own self. Come on, somebody. Jesus said, tonight I give you power. I have rose, I risen. He said, now if I rose, I risen, Why are you still sitting? Why are you not moving? Why are you stagnated in the promise of God when God said it is finished? So I don't care what you're facing. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care if even God is not speaking. God said, tell them tonight that I said it is finished. What you mean? Whatever you're going through, it's finished. You know what? Because you got to go back and say, Jesus, you said it's at the cross. So what am I facing tonight? It's at the cross. I'm finished. I'm done with it. And I deal with it because I read the word of God say, when my heart is overwhelmed, he will lead me to a rock that's higher than I. Then the word of the Lord say, cast your cares upon him because he cares for you. I believe in 1 John 14 and 1 say, let not your heart be troubled. Why? Jesus said it's finished. Jesus said, get up, move in your purpose. Tonight, you got to do something. Jesus said, baby, I don't need all I'm going to do. Why should I keep giving you word after word, prophecy after prophecy, but you're not moving? Prophecy comes, it's on condition. We got to be obedient. You got to move, and you got to be obedient to what the word of the Lord said tonight. So why are you still sitting? Woo! Somebody better say amen. Why haven't you risen? Why haven't you rolled when Jesus said, I rolled with all power in my hand? Now, Jesus said, the same power that he has rose and risen, we got the same power. What are you doing? Are you still sitting waiting? Woo, hallelujah. Now, he said, the water is troubled. I got the scripture to back it up. I'll get you in a minute. He said the water's already in trouble. Now, when you need a healing in your body, you need a miracle in your body, what are you going to do? These kind come through much fasting, much prayer, much dedication, much consecration. Come on, somebody. Much faith, much believing. Come on. The just shall live by faith. The just shall walk by faith and not sight. Come on. Hebrew 11, 1 said, not is faith. So tonight, where your faith at? Why are you still sitting? Why are you still waiting? Stop saying, baby, I'm waiting on God. God said, no, baby, you ain't waiting on me. I'm waiting on you. Then he said, catch your cares upon me. So what he's saying, you got to give me that situation. Give me that problem. Give me that sickness. I don't care what it is tonight. When you're pushed up against the wall, when you don't know what to do, stand still. Don't make no decision when you don't know to go to left nor to go right. You need to be still. Ask God, Lord, I need you to lead the guy right now. I don't know what I need to do. But I heard you say you're raising all power in your hand. You say it was finished. You told me to get up, move in my purpose. But I don't know how to move. God, who should I call on the phone? I need somebody to help me. Give me some knowledge because I don't know what to do. So I don't want to make the wrong mistake. I don't want to make the wrong turn. So seek first the kingdom of St. Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and all things which is saved shall be added unto you and me. Come on. It's all your way. If you acknowledge God, he will, he shall direct your path. Can I get a witness right now? Now, we waited. Okay, here we go again. Father, book, waiting on a sign. Woo! Honey, I ain't going to make no move till God send me a sign. God said, I already sent the sign. He said, the reason why you need to know I was speaking because you don't know my voice. I sent the sign. How you didn't know I sent the sign? Because you do not have no relationship with me. You ain't got no prayer line. You ain't fasting. You ain't praying. You ain't seeking God. So I sent the sign, but you missed it. How you miss it? Out of your place, out of your position. That's how God said, oh, baby, I don't fit the sign. desensitized to do what God has already told you and me to do. Some of us waiting on a confirmation. Oh, honey, it got to be confirmed. God said, I already know, confirm it. He said, when I told you 2 weeks ago, 2 months ago, last year, I sent the confirmation. He said, but you missed it because you didn't know my voice. Woo! See, what happened with us, come on, some of us tonight, we got too many wrong voices speaking in our ear. Come on, somebody. We're not guarding our ear gate. We ain't guarding our heart. We ain't guarding our spirit. We run to him. We run to them. And God said, you need to have a one-on-one encounter, one-on-one relationship with me, and that's how you would know I'm going to send that. I'm going to confirm it, but I'm going to confirm it through my word. Yeah, we know he said his word shall be established between 2 and 3 people, but God say, I already confirmation, same thing. Well, we still waiting. Oh, God is still waiting on the sign. How many signs you got to have? The handwriting is on the wall, baby. Jesus said, it is finished. What are you keep talking about? I need a confirmation for. Come on, y'all. What my kingdom mind of women and men for God? What the one chosen women and men for God that you don't spend time with God? You don't spend time in prayer. God don't spoke. God don't move. And you still waiting. Some of us has missed it because we don't know the voice of God for ourselves. We want to go to everybody else, but you should come to God. God, teach me how to hear your voice. He said, a sheep know my voice, a stranger, they will not follow. Uh-oh. Knowing the right sound and the voice of God. Some of us going to miss out because we don't know the right sound of God. Woo! Somebody said, Lord, help me tonight. Because guess what? God, I don't want to miss my season. First Corinthians 15 and verse 3 and 4. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3 and 4. Always have the word to back up what you're teaching. Come on, somebody, baby. The word ain't going to lie. The word ain't going to change. For what I received, I pass on to you as it's very important that Christ died. Christ died for our sins according to the scripture. That he was buried. He died for our sins. And he was buried. Woo! Some of us tonight need to die tonight. You already know what you need to die for and die to. Come on, somebody. It say he was buried, that he was raised on the third day. Come on, somebody, say the third day. The third day. According to the scripture. And that he appeared to Peter, then to the 12, after that he appeared to no more than 500 brothers at the same time. Jesus said, I died for our sin. He died for our sin. Then they buried him. Woo! Come on, tonight, some people don't bury you and me. But you better stand up, baby. I'm giving it a ride. I'm giving it a ride. Yep, I know you're battering me. You're turning me out. But tonight is my third night that I'm giving a rise with all power in his hand. Come on, somebody. Jesus said, I died for all our sins. So don't you sit and tell me it's hard. No, baby, before you make that sin, pop the cost. Before you sin, you better think about that might lose your life. It might be your last time. So we got time to think before we do it. When Jesus said it is finished, there's no such thing as hard. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened me. The third thing represents God's pattern, our created. New life, establishment, a covenant, with humility, rose to meet Jesus, and that he came to life again. Yes, Jesus did that. But he said, they buried me in the tomb. But in 3 days, he said, guess what? I'm going to rise again. I saw the Lord arise before me because he is at the right hand. I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart glad and my tongue rejoice. My body also will live in hope because you will not abandon me to the grave. Nor will you let your Holy One see the cave. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence. In the presence of the Lord, there is what? Fullness of joy. Okay, now we're going to talk about this man. Sitting there waiting on somebody to put him in the water. Tonight, we sitting here waiting. Lord, I'm waiting on the sign. Lord, I'm waiting on the confirmation. Lord, I'm waiting on you to confirm it. God, you said, be still, know that you are God. And besides you, no other. And God say, I don't set the sign. I told you what to do. But since you don't believe me, you don't even know how to hear my voice no more. And the reason why you don't know how to hear my voice no more, because you allow too many other voices to speak in your ear gate. When I told you to guard your ear gate, but you don't know the voice of God because you got too many other pastors and apostles and prophets and teachers telling you what to do. Come on. So you are so confused. The Bible said, now you get an understanding. You can't eat on everybody's table. You can now let brother speak in your ear gate. You can let brother lay hands on you, prophesy on you, pray for you. I promise y'all, I don't hear a whole lot of people praying for me. I promise you don't, because I need to know your fruits. I need to know your labor. I need to know what were you kind of for. Number one, are you in right standings with God? Do you have a prayer life? Well, come on. When the last time you prayed and God moved in your behalf? Come on, somebody. When the last time you prayed, you spoke to the mountain, the mountain began to be removed. When the last time you laid hands on yourself and you spoke healing over your own self? How you can say that? Last Wednesday, I fast on Wednesdays and Thursdays. I was in my backyard doing my little yoga, getting my exercise in. All of a sudden, boom. A major attack hit my body. I had to come inside. Sit down. My heart was hurting. I got about to have a heart attack. Now I was feeling fine, y'all. Feeling fine, feeling real good. You know what I'm saying? All of a sudden, something said, boom, hit my body tight. I came and sit down. Cut the fan on. Got me some water. Then my mind started running hot water. I ran in the bathroom. I folded up. So whatever the spirit was, well, the demon was, well, the witches and the warlord was, guess what happened? When I followed up, it was a release. I didn't have to call an apostle. I ain't had to call a pastor and a prophet. Guess what? I called on the name of Jesus. I said, decree and declare now. I command whoever it is, I send it back to the center. I said, you witch and you warlord, I curse you from the roof. And I command you to loose my body now. God, you said, by your stripes I'm healed. And I decree and declare, whatever it is, I send the spell back now. I send it back. I promise y'all, immediately, my body was back to normal. What if I didn't know how to pray? What if I didn't know how to call on the name of Jesus? What if I didn't know how to plead the blood, plow the blood? Come on, somebody. You better know how to pray for yourself. You better use the power and authority that God has given you and me. You better use the anointing. Come on. The word is in your mouth. Your healing, your breath in your mouth. Jesus said he is praying. Get up. Move in your purpose. Why are you still sitting waiting? Come on. I thank God I'm a praying woman, a prayer intercessor. I fast and fast and fast and fast. See, the enemy knows I was fasting. So he knew they had not had, had but a little water. So he said, ooh, let me take them. Let me cause her to have a heart attack. Cause her to have a stroke. I felt like I was having a heart attack. My heart turned so bad, y'all. I couldn't have to walk from my backyard to my garage to my living room because the kite was major. Came out of nowhere. But see, I thank God for the Holy Ghost, the real Holy Ghost. I thank God for the power, the authority that God has given me. See, I know how to pray. I know how to rebuke demons and devils and witches and warlocks because they work together. See, it's a force. It's a domino type. But you want to know how to call on the name of Jesus for yourself. I'm telling you tonight, get up. Move in your purpose. I'm almost done. I promise you I'm almost done. Let's go to St. John. We're going to talk about this man sitting waiting. I pray tonight, it's like you. This ain't none of my mind tonight, sitting waiting. St. John 15, verse 7. Woo, y'all, this is some good stuff. I don't know about y'all. I'm so happy. I don't know what to do. I'm just saying, God, help me tonight. Come on. For what I received, I pass on to you. As see, the man was trying to pass on to somebody else. Important that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day. Tonight could be your third night. It's up to you. I don't know about you all. After this line, I would get up. I would move in my purpose. I began to decree and declare the word of God. I began to let the enemy know, let the devil know, let whoever it is know. Tonight, I'm getting up. I'm moving in my purpose. I'm no longer sitting. I will not die, but I shall live and declare the works of the Lord. Okay, St. John 5 and 7. Here we go. Sir, the invalid. That was just about the man. This is the New King James Version. Sir, the invalid replied. Now, check this out. The man replied. He kept on saying, I have no one to put me in the pool. Come on. So the folks tonight is telling Jesus, I have no one to help me. He said, baby, I'm here. I am your resurrection. I am your Jehovah Jireh. I am your El Shaddai. I am your provider. Now, let me tell you something. We can quote the word of God. I think it's Psalms 84:15. When it said, I will not hold no good thing for those who walk upright before God. Baby, let me help you out right there. You got to be in right standing with God. You got to be living right for God. You got to have a pure lifestyle. Your lifestyle got to be in line with God. I don't care how noisy you are or how much you can prophesy, lay hands. If you are not in line with God, and God lies, God's word is not in line with you. You can pour it all day long. God, you said you would not hold no good thing for those that walk up right before. And God said, yes, I did say it. But he said, are you in right standing? Are you walking up right before me? Ooh, come on, somebody. Now, the Father said, we can go to our daddy. Our Father, as anything according to his will. But are you in the will of God? Woo! I'm going to clap right in my own self. Are you in the will of God tonight? Where are thy? Where are you? Where are you? Come on. Come on. I'm almost done. Okay. St. John 5:7. Sir, the invalid replied, I have no one to help me into the pool. When the water is stirred, tonight the Father said, baby, I'm stopping by your house tonight, your apartment, your condo, and I'm stirring up the water. Now it's up to you to get in the water. Come on, somebody. He said, when the water is stirred, while I'm trying to get in, someone else goes up ahead of me. I don't know about you. Hold up, baby. I ain't trying to be funny. Anything, we can get in this pool together. is not, you're not finna keep going up to heaven with me now. Come on. I'm saying that now. I respect my elders. But, hey, the water stirred. And while the water stirred, I got to get in the water. Because I don't know how long this water going to stay stirred. So while the water stirred, I got to jump in. Woo! Somebody, tonight, baby, you need to jump in. Woo! Y'all, hallelujah. Woo! My God, this word is so good. I tell you, like, good to the last drop. Come on, somebody, Coca-Cola said, baby, this is the real thing. Jesus Christ say, I am the real thing. I am the resurrection. See, we need to know tonight, again, it's time to rise. God don't rise. God don't rose. God say, what you waiting on tonight? Get up. Move in your purpose. What are you waiting for? Don't be like this man. Say, Jesus. God, Lord, I ain't got nobody to put me in. Baby, if I got to hop on one leg, if I got to crawl, what am I going to do? The water's stirred. I'm getting in the water. I'm sorry. Come on. Now, you want me to hold your hand? You want me to roll you up there? But, baby, the water's already stirred. While the water's stirred, I need to get in. Because after a while, the water ain't going to be stirred. Jesus said the water is stirred. So what you say, the pool is, wasn't the pool is your healing, your miracle, your breakthrough, whatever you need. He said, baby, it's in the pool. But you got to get up. You got to get up. You got to get up. And you got to move in your purpose. Tonight, what are you waiting for? Jesus said, no more excuses. Excuses is nailed to the cross. Don't say, I can't do it. When he said, I can, you can do all things through Christ Jesus who's within you tonight. I pray this word has blessed you all. I pray the little absorbing you. Let it begin to melt in you. And tonight, do a self-examination. You need to ask yourself, am I in right standing with God? If God was to come right now, could God say, well done, thy good and faithful servant? That's the question. What can the Father say good about you and me? Ooh. In my closing, get up, move in your purpose. No more sitting, no more waiting, no more tearing. Walk into your future. You just sang that song. I'm gonna live to see it happen. Come on, you gotta say I'm gonna live to see this happen. Guess what, baby? I don't wait too long. I don't work too hard to not to live to see this happen. Cause my daddy told me through Prophet Lisa Harris, say, get up and move in our purpose. You be blessed. It's in your hand, Pastor E. God bless you, man of God. It's in your hand, Pastor E. Pastor E, it's in your hand.
Oh, I know, but you just abruptly, you just shut down. You usually say in your clothes, I got about another scripture coming. Tonight, you went right into that. Well, good word, amen. I am very familiar with waking up, getting up, and moving in your purpose. It's a motivation that God has given us to share. And you blessed me tonight. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. God bless you. Amen. Great word. You be encouraged. I know God is definitely moving in your life, and to know it was really profound when you said that we need to know what to do. And if I didn't know, that's why I go through. That's why I'm defeated. That's why I feel depressed. That's why I'm going through, because I don't know the power of the word of God, because He does say that His word is alive and powerful, sharper than any two-edged swords. Piercing into the vision of marrow and spirit and soul, and for us to be prepared like that. That was awesome. Yeah. So God bless you, and definitely enjoy the rest of your night. Go ahead and pray us out of here. My headset is about to go out, and you guys have a wonderful evening.
Amen, amen. We're going to, Prophet E, can we have quicker just pray for our sister Sonia? She texted me and said she needed extra prayer. Can we pray for her real quick, like?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up our sister Sonia before you tonight. Father God, you know her needs. You know her desire. And Father God, you even see that place that she is on tonight. Hallelujah. God, as her spirit crying out for help tonight, God. God, I pray that you will strengthen our sister tonight in the name of Jesus. God, you said when our heart is overwhelmed, that you shall lead us to a rock higher than you tonight. God, I pray you will strengthen her tonight in the name of Jesus. God, we counsel every assignment set out against us, every press upon Housing in the name of Jesus. God, you said cast down every stronghold with the power of prayer. God, you said wrestle not this flesh and blood from rulers and high place. Tonight we cast down, God. Pray for her mind, God. Restore her mind.
Lord.
Renew her mind, God. Restore her heart, God. We cast every assignment set against her tonight. We intercede for Sonia. We stand in the gap for her to tonight, God, you say her strength lies among the saints of God. We pour strength in her. Let her know that she can do all things to crush his own strength in her tonight. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your people
that
down in tonight on this line tonight. I ask you to cover them. Ask you to strengthen them. We hold them up before you tonight. We plead the blood. We plead for tonight, God. Cover Pastor E, God, as she carry on the network, God. Be with them now, God. Strengthen your people. We plead the blood. We plead the blood on every phone call, every listener tonight. And God, you get the glory. And you get the honor in Jesus Christ's name. We pray amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you,
ooh,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. God bless you all. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you, Pastor Eve. Amen.
You
love
are
man
full
God.
Of mercy. Rain. And truth, so we worship you, Almighty God. You are a redeemer, you redeem the one source. I'm our strength. We worship you, Almighty God.
You are full of mercy. You are full of
grace and truth. Almighty God, full of mercy, every day, brand new, so we worship you.
You, Almighty God.